This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Fighting intensified Saturday for Lysychansk, Ukraine's last bastion in the strategic eastern portion of Luhansk. This while blasts shook a southern city after the civilian toll from Russian strikes climbed in towns well behind the front lines. Rodion Mirashnik, ambassador to Russia of the pro-Moscow self-styled Luhansk People's Republic, told Russian television that, quote, Lysychansk has been brought under control, unquote, but added, unfortunately, it is not yet liberated. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Saturday that life in some parts of Ukraine is returning to normal, but also urged the populace not to forget the war is still raging on. He said, quote, in many home front cities there is now a feeling of relaxation, but the war is not over. Millions of Ukrainians are suffering from acute shortness of food, water, shelter, and other basic needs. Lisha Slein reports from VOA.
The Ukrainian crisis also is having a global impact. Russian ships are blockading Ukraine's Black Sea ports, preventing the country from exporting its wheat and grain to the Middle East, North Africa, and parts of Asia. The United Nations warns this is causing a global hunger crisis. World Food Program Deputy Emergency Coordinator Kate Newton says without the Black Sea ports, it is not possible to get anywhere close to the export levels Ukraine needs.
However, we're doing everything we can, which means by road, by rail, and now by river, to try to get close to the maximum output. And at the moment, we think it's about 1 million metric tons a month, and maybe we can push up to 2 million metric tons.